Illegal immigration is most often referred to as a crisis at our southern border. That single point of focus takes the attention away from another element of America where illegal immigration has an impact, and that's in the workplace. There are people in America illegally who are still able to find jobs and grab a paycheck. The Democratic debates this past week had the candidates bemoan how opportunity is not being made available for all Americans. Is there a solution to this issue? My next guest says there is. And it's a solution that a large majority of Democratic voters, as well as Republican and independent voters, want. He is the Deputy Director of Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. Thanks for being here today, Chris.
Thanks for having me. A
couple of websites for you to make note of, numbersusa.com, and for the topic of focus here, everifyworks.com. And I know that eVerify is a long impassioned program, and I reference polls that show a huge demand among the voters, among the people of America to enforce it. But it just seems year after year, both parties just don't want to seem to make this thing work. What's the deal here?
Yeah, it's and we've seen it in poll after poll. There's been polls that we've put out. There's also been polls that national polling organizations have put out. I mean, there's widespread support for requiring businesses to use eVerify. It would cut off the jobs magnet and have a immediate impact on reducing, deterring illegal immigration. But there doesn't seem to be the political will in Washington to do anything about it. You have some larger forces like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the business community that has been opposing mandatory e-verify, but they've backed off on their opposition in recent years, mainly because we've got about a dozen states across the country that already require employers to use eVerify, so they'd prefer a national mandate rather than this state patchwork of laws. But, you know, Democrats, as you mentioned, there's huge support for mandating eVerify amongst Democratic voters, but Democrats, for the most part, don't want to touch it unless it's part of some big comprehensive immigration reform bill that would include an amnesty for most of the people here illegally.
I was surprised to find out that only 14% of U.S. employers actually use eVerify. I mean, it's a large number, 863,528. But again, that's only 14% of companies in the country. And that's of all sizes. You have some large ones like Walmart, Wendy's, Tyson, for example. But there are many other large companies and corporations who won't touch eVerify.
Yeah, and we have seen, you know, you look at the percentage of businesses, yeah, it's small, but there's a lot of mom-and-pop companies and things like that. What we have seen statistically is about 50% of all new hires in recent years are being run through eVerify, and partly of that's partly due to this patchwork of state laws. You know, you mentioned Walmart. Well, Walmart does business in states like Arizona and Florida and North Carolina and Iowa that has mandatory e-verify laws in place. So if they're using it in those states, they have to, under e-verify rules, use it at every location in the country, regardless of whether or not that state requires it. But there are a number of companies that aren't using it, and the only way we're going to get them to start using it is to pass some sort of legislation that requires eVerify. There is legislation that's been introduced in both the House and the Senate. The House has a couple of different versions, the Legal Workforce Act, which is the longtime bill first introduced by Lamar Smith, who's been a champion on this issue, but now he's retired, so it's been taken over by Ken Calvert of California. So he's got the Legal Workforce Act. And then there's another one called the Accountability Through Employment Verification Act that's introduced by Mo Brooks in the House, but that was written by Senator Chuck Grassley over in the Senate, and he's introduced that for a couple of Congresses. But basically, these bills are just sitting there collecting dust because, again, the leadership in both the House and the Senate just doesn't have any interest in bringing these bills to the floor unless they're part of some larger immigration package.
And I think, too, if we think back to 2008 when the economy tanked, we saw a lot of self-deportations take place of illegals. And why did it happen? Well, if there wasn't work to be had, they weren't going to stay here. So if you eliminate the potential for employment for illegal immigrants, they'll either leave or they won't come here in the first place.
Yeah, and we've seen evidence of that in some of the states that have passed e-verify laws. Arizona, for example, is a classic example. In the years immediately after Now, they originally passed their law back in 2009, but it went through court challenge. It was actually the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that sued the state for implementing the law. The penalty was that it would suspend business licenses for any business that didn't use E-Verify. It worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that, yes, states can pass these sorts of laws. So when the law finally went into effect around 2012, 2013 and was able to be enforced, you saw an immediate reduction in the workforce in the state of Arizona of illegal workers, and you saw wages rise as a result of that. Now, because it's not a national mandate, and there are, again, more than half of the states in the country don't require employers to use E-Verify, it was easy for illegal aliens and those in Arizona just simply pack up and move to a different state. But if you had a nationwide mandate, the hope would be that these illegal workers would pack up and return home and maybe someday try to come in through the legal system, but again, get out of the existing workforce now.
So Chris Chmielinski, who's the Deputy Director of Numbers USA, numbersusa.com, the company website everifyworks.com. We have them linked over to our page as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And it's, I think it was last month, no, it was June of this year, Senator Mitt Romney introduced the Permanent E-Verify Act. And why is he doing this? Because right now, E-Verify is set to die every end of September of every year. They can't even get together to make it a long-term program to stay active. It has to be a year-by-year-by-year situation, which doesn't really help the matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. Now, the good thing is that we really haven't had any issue with Congress reactivating it, reauthorizing it whenever it's up. But yeah, that it is. It's simply ridiculous that you would have a major program like this that, you know, again, it's not a huge number of employers that are using it, but those employers employ a very large number of people across the United States. Again, roughly 50% of all new hires are being run through the system today. But the fact that it's not permanent and it needs to be reauthorized by Congress every several years, it's just absurd. The Romney bill would do that. It would permanently authorize it, but it wouldn't mandate its use. The mandatory E-Verify bills would not only make it mandatory, but it would also permanently reauthorize the program. So the best thing is definitely for Congress just to take action, make it a requirement for all businesses. But we know why there's resistance. We know there's resistance because it works. We've seen the evidence in the states that have passed E-Verify laws, and those that support an amnesty are afraid that an amnesty for illegal aliens. They're afraid that if you pass a mandatory E-Verify law today, that a number of illegal aliens living in the country are going to go home. And they don't want them to go home. They want to stay here and eventually put them on a path to citizenship. They know it works, so therefore they don't want to pass it.
And that's the dilemma for the Democratic candidates. If they want to pander to the Hispanic vote, they have to go against the rank-and-file voters.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's something you haven't heard. You know, we've seen now two full debates with the Democratic presidential candidates, and they've talked about everything from, you know, giving free health care to illegal aliens to giving them all amnesty, to allowing anybody who comes into the country to claim asylum, whether or not they have a legitimate case or not. And they've also talked about how unfair the business community is to American workers and how unfair it is that, you know, businesses have all this power and workers are ultimately powerless, but at the same time, they allow, you know, 7 million illegal aliens to compete with American workers in the job force because they refuse to get behind an E-Verify bill.
Just want to make mention of Dunkin' Donuts because they came across 9 locations between Delaware and Pennsylvania who were not following the E-Verify policy that the company has. And what did the parent company do? They pulled the plug on those 9 franchises. So there are some companies who understand the value of the E-Verify program. You can learn more about it at everifyworks.com. If you're a business who wants to institute it into your operation, easy to do, free to do, and you can find out more at everifyworks.com. Learn more about Numbers USA at numbersusa.com. We've been talking with their deputy director, Chris Chmielinski. Chris, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.